My turn now. Hello. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning to you. Welcome to News Talk 1110 KBND. I've been waiting for this moment for several hours. Let's see what's going on with our news today. Here's Kim Birchfield. Morning, Kim.
My turn now. Good morning, Frank. An audit shows the Deschutes County 911 Center has spent $300,000 in overtime in last year's budget. Officials are trying to fix that. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams has that story. On a 19-year-old Ben man remains in critical condition at St. Charles following a rollover accident in East Bend early Sunday morning. Nicholas Cross is in critical condition, and one of his passengers, Brianna Hogue, is in fair condition. The accident happened at 4:15 Sunday morning at the intersection of Billadoux and Ward Road. Police say Cross failed to negotiate a curve and left the roadway, hit a boulder and a juniper tree, and then rolled over. Detectives say alcohol and speed appear to be factors. And now here's more on that story by Dave Adams on the Deschutes County 911 Center and their overtime.
Rob Poirier is the director of the Deschutes County 911 Center. We ask him why all the overtime.
Part of it was illness. Part of it was being short-staffed. I mean, right now we're trying to recruit for 4 openings that we have. And so when you have people in training and, you know, they're not really released yet to actually cover positions, it makes it problematic.
Poirier says he wants his staff to be involved in coming up with a solution to cut overtime expense. The 911 Center employs a little more than 40 people with an annual payroll, including benefits, of a little over $4 million. He is hoping to come up with a solution by the middle of next month. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
We're getting a glimpse of how a $16 million budget shortfall for Ben Lapine Schools will affect students and teachers. It means layoffs for teachers and big changes in class structure for high school students. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has that story.
Tough times often mean tough decisions.
This is a pretty significant change, but we think it's a change that allows us to at least hold class sizes even.
Ben Lapine School Superintendent Ron Wilkinson says the district is facing a $16 million budget shortfall. And this idea would squeeze a little bit more classroom time out of teachers. It would still mean some teacher layoffs at local high schools.
And we are anguishing over how to do that. And it's without any way that I look at it, I'm going to have to reduce teachers. And we're looking at about a reduction of 20 to 22 teachers minimum at the high schools.
Wilkinson says it doesn't appear that state lawmakers will tackle PERS changes that would alleviate some of the district's obligations to PERS, so they have to make some deep cuts. I'm Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
Charities in Oregon that spend too much on their own administration would lose their state tax deduction under a bill passed by the Senate. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
Democrat Jenny Burdick says charities that spend more than 30% on administration would no longer get a tax deduction.
This legislation targets the worst of the worst.
But Democrat Joanne Berger says it doesn't go far enough.
While the intent of Senate Bill 40 is good, I cannot support it with these percentages.
The bill would also allow the Oregon Attorney General's office to post a list of offending charities on its website. The bill now moves to the House. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Now that a government shutdown has been averted, 1110 KBND's John Erickson says Oregon Congressman Kurt Schrader wants to play a peacemaker role in the next round of budgetary battles.
Avoiding a shutdown was relatively easy, says Schrader, and now comes the hard part. They have to figure out a way to corral the deficit.
Hopefully blue dogs like myself can bring both sides together and make sure that we actually can accomplish something.
Schrader says it's time to get past the polarizing rhetoric.
Joe Average out there is just trying to put food on the table and keep their house and keep their job.
Schrader says both parties have to be willing to bend. John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And it's a birthday that people across Oregon can celebrate. Preparations are underway at the Oregon Zoo for a big birthday bash this Saturday for Packy the Elephant. Packy will be 49 years old. Visitors will get a chance to share in games, crafts, and some birthday cake. Elephantastic is scheduled for Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the zoo. Packy is one of the oldest Asian elephants in the U.S. And that's a look at the news for today. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk.